Scunthorpe's gaffes mark 100 days of strike action with protests. Sheffield Socialist Party 100 days. By the time you read this, that's how long the scaffolders will have been on strike against their contractor Actavo working at British Steel Scunthorpe. In a dispute going back 3 years, they are fighting for the national industry rate for the job, which is 10-15% higher than they get paid now. These scaffs have shown tremendous solidarity, determination, and fortitude. With their union unite, they are employing ever more dynamic and effective strike action and leverage tactics, not just on the picket line, but around the country and beyond. Pickets have protested at the Buxton HQ of High Peak Scaffolding, one of the scabbing firms, who have now agreed to stop crossing the picket line, and pulled off-site. This follows on from a similar agreement, made by Altred after a flying visit. Who's next? The offices of Lionessy, Tory MP for Grimsby, where a lot of the scaffs live, was visited due to her refusal to support her constituents. Despite not turning up, she accused the Unite protesters of being unhelpful and aggressive. So much for the Conservatives' levelling up agenda, and wanting a high-wage economy. Further direct action is planned against Actavo bosses and scabbing firms. In particular, a national day of action has been called by Unite for Tuesday the 22nd of February, with a big demonstration planned at Gate D, Brigg Road, Scunthorpe Steelworks, DN16, 1DL. All of this is piling pressure on Actavo, and their client British Steel, now owned by the Chinese multinational Jingyi Group, who pay hundreds of other workers on site less than the industry rate, the reason why they have refused to pay up so far.